It's just like one day a precious, beautiful little lady that I'd prayed over and got both her knees healed and all kinds of stuff. And her husband worked for a big organization. He was a six-figure income, vice president of an organization, a big one. And after she got her knees healed, she's trying to tell him about Jesus. Now, he's a Southern Baptist. You know, not a very good one at that, because he's too involved in his work. So she's telling him about how wonderful Jesus is. Well, he never heard about the healing power of Jesus. So he's giving her a hard time. And the more she tries to convince him, the more he comes against her. So one day she calls and she wants to come out and talk to me. Okay, so she come out here. We were in the kitchen, and when she come in, she was crying, fussing about her husband. And after she fussed a little while, crying and everything else, I finally told her, I said, "Woman, take your blouse off. I want to see your back." She said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, take your blouse off. I want to see your back." She said, "What do you want to see?" I said, "I want to see your stripes. If he's abused you that much, I want to see how he's abused you." "Why?" She said, "Thurman, he hadn't hit me yet." I said, "And here you are all this fussing?" I said, "Jesus was beaten and bruised within an inch of his life, and he never even opened his mouth." I said, "Now then, woman, why don't you repent? And why don't we come to God and ask him to do something great for your husband? Let's go boldly to the throne of grace, and he'll do something for your husband." So she dried up the tears, and we prayed the prayer of faith. And it wasn't long. She quit badgering her husband. And one night they went out to eat. And she said, we got through eating, we started home, we walked up to the door and opened the door, and it was just gushing rain. Said he stood there a minute and he said, "You know, if this God you serve is so good, why don't you ask him to stop the rain so we can get to the car?" Oh, she said, "Okay." She said, "Lord, my husband, he don't believe your word, but I believe your word." Said, "Lord, I want to thank you for healing my knees. I want to thank you for everything you've done. Now I'm going to ask you, Lord, to stop the rain till my husband and I get to the car so we don't get wet. Thank you, Lord." Just totally stopped. So he walks out and he said, kind of impressive. He walks out and lets her in the car. She gets in and he walks around and he stands there. She says, "Well, honey, get in. You said we get to the car." Okay, so he opens the door. He gets in. And the minute he slams it, gush. So he don't say nothing else, and she don't say a word. She don't say, "See, if you serve Jesus." See, she's that quiet-spirited little lady. She's learned well. They go home. They get out and pull up in the front yard. And it's still just pouring down rain. He said, "Okay, if he did that a while ago, let's see him do it again." She said, "Lord, will you please forgive my husband's unbelief? But Lord, for me, your daughter, would you please stop it from raining till we could get to the front porch? Thank you, Lord." And it just stopped. So she gets out and runs to the house. So he gets out and closes the car door and he's walking around. She said, "Come on, honey." He said, "Okay," and he walks along slow and gets to the house and sticks the key in the door and turns it and the door swings open and gush, just start pouring down. So he turns around and looks and he said, "Okay, I'm impressed." Now what will God do to get his sons and daughters' attention? You know what that young man and his wife are doing today? At least last time I heard from him. Last time I heard from them, they own their own business, working together, and both of them are on fire for Jesus. See, now when she's trying to badger him to get him to go to church, he ain't hearing, he ain't going. But when she turns him over to him who judges righteously, he can do something with that man. And today, and I haven't seen him in several years, but last time I saw them, they were both serving the Lord, just enjoying life, having a good time. But this says, you turn him over to him who judges righteously. Don't try to do it yourself. You can't change nobody. But Jesus can. It says in verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Now, if he bore your sin, how many sins should you have from this day forth? How many? None. If he bore your sin, how many should you have from this day forth? None. That's absolutely right. If you're dead to sin, how in can you sin any longer, Bill? You can't. It's only when you resurrect this beast that it sins. And it can do a good job when you resurrect it, can't it? It sure can. Yeah. I mean, it's the way life is. As long as we stay dead to self and let Jesus live through us, then it don't matter what anybody says to us. It don't matter if somebody walks up and slaps you in the face. Bam! You can just say, praise the Lord. I turn you over to him who judges righteously. That's only when you're dead, right? Whenever, sometimes you can be dead, somebody slap you in the face, and it'll resurrect you, won't it? We don't want to do that, do we? No, because when we get resurrected, what do we immediately do? We get into sin. And we don't want to go there. Because look what the Lord says. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Now that's where we should live. And then he said, if you do all of those things, look at the last line. By whose stripes you were healed. Now if you do all those things he just told you and you claim, Lord, I'm not going to sin no more. I'm going to walk holy in your presence. I'm going to have no deceit and no guile in my mouth. I'm going to walk holy in your presence. I'm going to stay dead because you killed me on the cross. I'm going to have no sin. I'm going to live righteously. So now I declare your promise that by your stripes I am healed. And if I'm healed, I'm healed. And until I sin again, I don't ever have to be sick again. Is that what he said? You know, in fact, one day I had taught this in a healing school, I don't know, probably for years, that I'd quote that last line, by whose stripes you were healed. I remember one day, I said, and here is a place right here where Jesus said, by his stripes you were healed, so it's already done. And when I said that, he said, son, would you please start at verse 21 and teach them that before you get to verse 24? And I thought, Lord, I don't know what verse 21 says. So I had to go get my Bible. And I really had to study that out. And then I thought, my goodness, I've been quoting the last line that by his stripes you were healed without showing what the requirements were to get there. He didn't just say, by my stripes you were healed. He said, if you don't sin, if you don't talk about people, if you control your tongue, and when they even threaten you, don't retaliate, but you turn them over to me, and then you got to realize I bore your sin, so you're supposed to be dead and live righteously. Now, if you do all those things, yeah, by my stripes you're healed. You don't ever have to be sick again. Isn't that awesome? It's awesome. Now then, I want to take you to another scripture that shows you something even more powerful. Oh, Jesus, I'm going to go to John 8, I believe it's 26. John 8, 26. I want to show you what the Lord says. And I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world these things which I have heard of him. Verse 27. They understood not that he spoke to them of the Father. Then said Jesus to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you know that I'm he. And let's see, I'm not sure this is where. Which one of those verses? I thought it was 26 or 20. Oh, okay, this is it. This is verse 8:51. Okay, so if you do all those things that Jesus says, he says in verse 51, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying, all my sayings, he shall, what did he say, Betty? Never. He shall never? Now that got to be a misprint, doesn't it? In other words, we're having a hard time just getting people healed. But now we're going to try to teach them you don't have to die? Now, that's a little absurd, don't you think, Bill? It's a toughie, isn't it? But is it written in this book?
Yes.
Truly, truly, I say unto you, if a man keeps my sayings. In other words, if one of his sayings say you got to control the tongue. One of the sayings say you got to not sin. One of the sayings say you got to have no guile in your mouth. No deceit. In other words, you got to walk in love. Did he tell you a lot of things you had to do? Is his teaching pretty hard? But the benefits are out of this world, aren't they? They are out of this world. It's amazing. He says, verily, verily, I say to you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never... What did that say, young lady? Really? That's kind of a tough one, isn't it, brother?
Appointed unto man wants to die. Go ahead.
Okay. It is appointed unto man wants to die. What is it that brings forth death?
Sin.
Sin.
Say we have no sin, we're a liar.
Okay. But once we become children of God, that's what I'm talking about. Once we become children of God, if we could be trained from day one, just like Jesus is trying to train his boys here. Once you become a child of God, if you teach people to walk holy in obedience to His Word, did He promise us in 1 Peter 2 that if we keep all that criteria, by His stripes we were healed? So does that mean we're going to have to be sick? Does that agree with what the old covenant said, that if you obey me and do everything I say, I, God, will take all sickness and all disease away from you? Is that what He said? So if he said that under the old covenant, he's never changed under the new covenant, has he? If we obey him. And if we obey him, once we become children of his now, once we really become possessors of eternal life, if we could walk holy and obedient to his word, we would never even have to be concerned about death. We would never have to be concerned about sickness and disease. And one day, when the king gets through with us, he'll do us just like he did Enoch. He just translates us to home.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.